Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. As terror strikes Sydney, Australia, gospel workers choose the mission to save, not destroy. Then, Christians in Egypt face challenges within their nation's educational, social, and legal systems. That story coming your way in just a few moments. But first, Australian lawmakers promised to overhaul gun legislation following Sunday's terror attack at Bondi Beach in Sydney. A father-son pair opened fire during a Jewish celebration on the crowded beachfront, killing 16 and wounding close to 40 people. Mike with Global Catalytic Ministry says,
it's a targeted shooting at a Hanukkah event with Jewish people celebrating one of their high holy days. The father was shot dead and the son is in critical right now.
One advocacy group says Australia has seen more than 3,700 anti-Semitic attacks since the Gaza war started 2 years ago. Other countries have also seen a rise in anti-Jewish violence, but not as sharp as Australia's. While anti-Semitic attackers target Jews for slaughter, gospel workers are targeting them for salvation.
We have Messianic Jews who are disciple makers who are reaching out to their own people because they're trying to bring the Messiah to their people. We're also seeing Muslims reaching Jewish people inside of Israel.
Pray that believers will keep their eyes on Jesus during this politically divisive season.
So it's more about Jesus and his storyline than a particular people group. We have this blind Israel support and Israel can do no wrong, or this aggressive anti-Israel at all costs. That's not helpful at all. Jesus sets the stage of like, it's me. It's not you. It's not them. It's me.
Next, believers in China continue to endure pressure under the Chinese Communist Party. It's a multi-front struggle where the cross, family discipleship, and church leaders are under fire. Floyd Brobel with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada points out that in recent years,
the communist government has waged war on the cross. We've heard that before, where crosses are being dismantled.
The next generation of Christians is also being targeted. Brobel explains that the CCP is
waging war on the children's minds, so they're not allowed to be taught, you know, even in Sunday school or Bible lessons.
Instead, the CCP taught kids in Shanghai this summer to resist cults, also known as non-state-sanctioned religious activities. That definition includes underground churches. Leaders of these secret congregations also have a target on their backs. In November, 18 leaders from the underground Zion Church were arrested after being detained in an October crackdown. Looking at the big picture, Brobel says,
it does harken back to the days of the Mao regime, where they really clamped down on the churches. But you know, the history of that was that under such severe persecution, the church began to grow.
Pray for endurance and wisdom for the Chinese church.
Let's keep our ears open to what's happening in China so that we can pray intelligently.
And in Egypt, Muslims and Christians don't spend a lot of time together. Their faith can often be guessed by what their first names are. Some Christian converts change their name with their change of heart, but many keep their names. And while it's startling at first, Eric, we met with Uncharted Ministry, says it's encouraging to hear converts introduce themselves and say,
my name is Jihad, which means holy struggle or holy war in Arabic. Or my name is Osama, and I love Jesus. Or my name is Islam, but I'm not Islamic.
As a minority group in Egypt, Christians face disadvantages, and that includes struggling to get approval for church buildings or sending children to public schools that practice Islam. They also face laws that require Muslims not to convert. However, Wimet says the Uncharted Egypt team pushes forward.
They're trying to pull people from the dark into the light. And in so doing, their life might change. Maybe their name will stay Osama or Jihad. Their heart has changed from one to the other. They are looking to save souls. They're looking to change the trajectory of families.
Pray for these Egyptian believers who've made the choice to follow Christ in a culture that makes following him challenging. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Join us here on Facebook, X, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.